we all would have to address, we all would have to strive and struggle against in order to achieve any element of success here. Any element of success meaning that Allah's blessing will be on our presence here. If we are unable to come to grips with the deceit, the satanic deceit of our era, then our lives will be cursed lives. Problems will be added to problems. And there will appear no way out. If we look on the political frame, we have, as our brother spoke about issues of terrorism and holy wars, though the Pope recently and previously apologized to the Muslim world for their holy war, we remain branded as holy warriors, utilizing terrorism to promote our rule. Though, as they say, one man terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. In many cases, those who were terrorists yesterday become freedom fighters today, and those who were freedom fighters yesterday can become terrorists today, because there are no ground rules. Whatever is politically expedient, then that will be what is promoted. And in this lies deceit. Furthermore, the claims for democracy, secularism, issues of hijab, whether here or in France, Germany, all of these represent elements of political deceit. Our hudud, hudud which Allah has described to bring life to society, they are described as savage, medieval, primitive, the worst of terms. And as a result of it, we find many Muslims today buckling under the onslaught of deceit, political deceit. So, standing for Islamic teachings and principles becomes fundamentalist, becomes extremist, and the moderates are those ready to change Islam or to abandon many of its practices, and they are the ones that are put forth as being the best examples for the rest of Muslims. They're handpicked and chosen, whether in the Muslim world or in the non-Muslim world, as examples for the rest of the Muslim Ummah. The moral defeat can be found in the pornography prevalent on television, magazines, newspapers of our time. Pornography, which is called artistic expression. Adults in fornication, called consenting adults. Homosexuality, called alternative lifestyle. Sex education. This is supposed to prevent sexually transmitted diseases and unwanted pregnancies, but since it's this introduction, sexual transmitted diseases have increased. And unwanted pregnancies have also increased. Co-education presented as being superior. Preparation for the real world. Modern education has recognized that separate education is superior. But it's still promoted throughout the world as being superior, co-education. We find also amongst Muslims where they have suffered under moral deceit, where we have them defending, protecting those engaged in what is called honor killings, Quranic circumcision of women, etc. Practices attributed to Muslims as a result of religious deceit. But the greatest, of course, deceit is the deceit with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah said in Surah Luqman, verse 33, وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Do not let the arch deceiver deceive you about Allah. This is the worst form of deceit. Because political deceit can be prohibited. Moral deceit, sins, also prohibited. But deceit about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ultimate destruction. Complete loss of the whole purpose of our existence. So this is, of course, the most dangerous area. For Western society, they have been deceived about Allah. That deceit began a long time ago. It began at the beginning of the era known as the Christian era. When Paul changed the teachings of Jesus, changed those teachings and made another religion, which he called Christianity. And that spread. And those who upheld the true teachings of Jesus were hunted down, their books burnt, they were declared apostates. They were deceived about Allah. So till this day, the Christian world, over 1 billion people, are deceived about Allah. They believe that Allah became a man. And they worship that man. Thinking, believing that they are worshiping Allah. Similarly, Hindus, representing another 1 billion of humankind, they were deceived thousands of years before. Same trick, that Allah became a man. He became animals. He became a variety of different things. And that remains the basic teachings for 1 billion Hindus. And China, Russia, these countries were also deceived when they adopted atheism as the state religion. Atheism, which teaches that there is no God That is all in there. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-An'am, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. In that way I have made for every prophet enemies, devils from among humans and the jinn, deceptively inspiring each other with beautiful speech. If your Lord had not wished that, they would not, or they could not do it. So leave them and what they fabricate. And he also said in Surah Maryam, verse 83, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَنِ الْكَافِرِينَ تَؤُزُّهُمْ أَزَّا. Do you not see that I set the devils on the disbelievers, prodding them constantly? So Allah tells us to leave them. Our energies should not be focused on them. Our energies should be focused on ourselves, on our own situation. The situation that we have within our means, within our own power, the ability to change. So here in the West, here in the UK, what is the challenge for Muslims here? What is it that they have to tackle? They have to change. And what satanic deception do they have to overcome in order to do it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Nisa said to the believers, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا. Indeed, the angels will ask those who they cause to die while oppressing themselves. Indeed, the angels will ask those who they cause to die while oppressing themselves. And in Surah Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there, وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. And whoever goes beyond the limits of Allah has oppressed himself. For those who the angels take their souls while they're in a state of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be asked, in what state were you? And when they reply, we were weak and oppressed in the land, the angels will respond, wasn't Allah's earth spacious enough for you to emigrate? Wasn't Allah's earth spacious enough for you to emigrate? Such will find their abode in hell. What an evil destination. Such will find their abode in hell. What an evil destination. This is the challenge. This is the blueprint. This is why Omar ibn Khattab made the Muslim calendar from the time of the Hijra. Not from the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as had been done by the Romans, but from the time of the Hijra. This was the turning point
This is the turning point. It is only through Hijra that Muslims will be able to resolve the issues that they're facing here. And when I say Hijra, I don't necessarily mean we all pack our bags and get on the next plane and fly out of here. Because of course, practically speaking, that is impossible. Even if we want to. But at least, the Hijra of the Prophet Muhammad, the one who went to Abyssinia by his companion in Fatima, the major Hijra, for they left Arabia. The major Hijra was the Hijra within Arabia. The Hijra to Medina. Within the country, they established a Muslim community. This is the challenge. This is the challenge for Muslims here, to establish that community. And this is where Shaytan is busy, saying, no, we don't want a Muslim ghetto. No, it would be too difficult. How do Muslims move in one area of the country or another area of the country? You know, we bought our homes here, you know, to go and sell our homes, and we'll find 1,001 excuses why we can't do it. However, there's a verse in the Quran, in Surah Tawbah, verse 14, wherein Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ. O believers, truly among your wives and children are some that are enemies to yourselves, so beware of them. O believers, truly among your wives and children are some that are enemies to yourselves, so beware of them. Ibn Abbas, the commentator of the Quran, said that this verse is revealed concerning some Meccan converts who were prevented from migrating into Medina to join the Prophet ﷺ in the early stages. And the Prophet ﷺ was given the command for Hijra, and the call was on for Hijra and Ummah. A number of them were prevented by their wives and children from joining Hijra, the migration to Medina. As a result, when they came to join the Prophet ﷺ in Medina, and they saw all that the early migrants had learned about Islam, they were so upset they wanted to punish their wives and children. The wives were saying, no, you know, we have a life here, our family is here in Mecca, you know, we can't go there for this reason or that reason, or the children's name, similar things, our friends are here, we don't know anybody in Medina. Those converts wanted to punish them. So Allah revealed. It was a test for them. So we are supposed to learn from that. We're supposed to know that making that Hijra here in this country is possible. It's something that we need to do. We need to create Muslim communities, not nationalistic communities, ethnical communities based on being Somali or Bengali or Pakistani or Arab or something like this. No. We don't need Arab town, Bengali town, little Bangladesh, little Cairo. We don't need that. What we need is Muslim town. That's what we need. We need Muslim town. And this is serious because Prophet said in an authentic narration found in Sunan at-Tirmidhi,
بريء من كل مسلم يقيم بين أظهر المشركين. I am innocent. I absolve myself of every Muslim who lives in the midst of the disbelievers. The companions ask, Ya Rasulullah, Lima, O Messenger of Allah, why? He answered, La taraya narahuma. La taraya narahuma. You should not see each other's fire. May those in front of you, behind you, next to you, your neighbors, they should be Muslims. That's the way Muslims are supposed to be. And he said that under what circumstance? On the circumstance that he had sent a military detachment to a tribe known as Qatam. And when they came to them, they were engaged in battle with them. There were some Muslims living amongst them. So those Muslims prostrated to demonstrate to those from the Muslim military detachment that they were in fact Muslims. But the detachment was moving too rapidly, it was too late, and they killed them along with the disbelievers. So when this was told back to the Prophet, he ordered that for those Muslims who were killed amongst the disbelievers, they should get only half of the compensation. Normally, if you accidentally kill a Muslim, there is full compensation. But because they were living among the disbelievers, their neighbors were disbelievers, then the Prophet said only half compensation for them. And then he said, أَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِنْ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ يُقِيمُ بَيْنَ أَظْهُرِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I am innocent of every Muslim who lives amongst the disbelievers. Isn't this enough for us that the Prophet absolved himself from this? He said in another narration, found in the Sunan al-Tirmidhi also, لا تجامعوا المشركين ولا تجامعوهم فمن ساكنهم وجامعهم فهو مثلهم. Do not live among the idolaters. Do not patronize with them. For one who does so is like them. For one who does so is like them. This is the instruction of the Prophet from the Lord. And this is what is in front of us. And this is the challenge we face. As a result of living as we live today, we have fallen under the other warnings of the Prophet of the times to come. As he said in Sahih al-Bukhari, لَا يَكُونَنَّ مِنْ أُمَّتِي أَقْوَامٌ يَسْتَحِلُّونَ الْحِرَى وَالْحَرِيرِ وَالْخَمْرُ وَالْمَعَادِرِ. Certainly there will be among my followers those who make allowable fornication and adultery, the wearing of silk, the drinking of alcohol, and musical instruments. There will be among my followers those who make allowable fornication and adultery, the wearing of silk, the drinking of alcohol, and musical instruments. In another narration, Abu Malik al-Ash'ari said, the Prophet said, لَيَشْرَبَنَّ نُفْتَاتٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي الْخَمَرَ بِسَمُّونَهَا بِغَيْرِهَا. Some people from my Ummah will drink alcohol, naming it or giving it another name. يُعْزَقُ عَلَى رُؤُسِهِمْ الْمَعَازِفُ وَالْمُغَنِّيَاتِ. And musical instruments will be played over their heads, and singing to women will entertain them. And this is the time that we're living.
where riba, riba is justified under other names, mortgages, etc., student loans, etc., a variety of other names, and we're falling into it, cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, we have the challenge to meet. And the Prophet gave us a final piece of advice with regards to deceit in our individual lives. Take it down to the personal level. نعمتان مغبول فيهما كثير من الناس. There are two blessings about which most people are deceived. الصحة والفراغ. Health and spare time. There are two blessings about which most people are deceived. Health and spare time. Putting off what we have to do. Killing time. Doing foolishness. When Allah told us in Surah Al-Shaf, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانصَبْ. If you are finished, if you find time to spare, فَانصَبْ. Worship Allah. Worship Allah in doing what is pleasing to Him. Convey the message of Allah to the people of this land. We have an individual duty. Most of you are students in the universities. You're sitting in classes with many non-Muslims. And most of you are not saying anything to them. You're studying 3 years or more. You talk about everything under the sun, but you don't say anything to them about Islam. This is criminal. It's sinful. The opportunity will not come again. We have health. Allah has blessed us with health. We have to utilize it. We have strength for something that helps. We can change things. So my brothers and sisters, come, let us change things. Let us change the situation here. Create an environment, a community of Muslims, where Islam can be demonstrated on a community level. Where Islam can be demonstrated on a community level. Where we don't have to go running after political posts. In parties whose principles go against Islamic teachings, meaning that no Muslim is allowed to join these parties because it means pledging oneself to what is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly. Instead, we create our own areas, our own environments, where our representatives represent us. We know them. They're from among us. They're righteous. They're knowledgeable. They can represent us. It's not about being slick, smart, quick speaking, witty. No. It's about being righteous. As we want to build righteous communities, we want our representatives also to be righteous. So my brothers and sisters, let us meet this challenge. The challenge to overcome the deceit which Satan has put amongst us here. Which brought us to these lands for the sake of the dunya. Running after the dunya. Leaving behind our religion in our homeland. Raising generations here whose Islam has been neutralized
Muslims who have become, in fact, non-Muslims. This is the legacy that we have of generations of Muslims in this land. We want to make a change. We want to turn back the tide. We want the generation to come from us that will fear Allah. But that can only happen if they are raised in Muslim communities, going to Muslim schools, frequenting Muslim establishments, having friends, companions who are Muslim. Not to say that we don't deal with non-Muslims, because of course, we're living in a non-Muslim country, so we have to deal with them. But we deal with them on the basis of doubt, conveying the message of Islam to them. We live in the era of deceit. We need to know where that deceit began, from the time of Adam till our time. We still hear people saying, young people who are coming up, or people who sometimes try to explain Islam to them, everything in Islam is haram. Everything that we want to do that is fun, haram. You Muslims live a very dull life. But the reality is that from the time of Adam, the whole garden was there for Adam. All of the trees of the garden were there for him to eat from. Only one tree was forbidden. But Satan came to him and told him, that one tree is the very tree you need to eat from. Because it's got the benefit in it for you. And that's what happened. Because really, Islam has not forbidden everything. The vast majority of things are halal. For every forbidden thing, there's 1,001 permissible things, just like it. But Satan, through deception, makes the forbidden one the most appealing. So the media promotes it, and we feel, and our children feel, and our family feel, life is incomplete unless we get that haram. There's no fun. We cannot enjoy life unless we do that haram. That is the deceit. And that comes from living in this environment. Until we are able to change the environment. So what the media projects are Islamic values. Then we will be caught up in that same syndrome. So I call you, again, brothers and sisters, to put our hands together. Put our efforts together. We can do it. If non-Muslims can do it, based on cultural identity, if Muslims, traditional Muslims, cultural Muslims can do it based on nationalism, then surely we, who believe in Allah and are committed to practicing Islam for fear of Allah, we can do it also. I would like you to go home tonight thinking about that. Knowing that if we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we promise, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make a way. You may say, how do we do it? How do we do it? You will know how to do it. It can be done. There are enough people among you who are knowledgeable, who can lay the plan. Make the plan. Let us do it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.